Natasha, can you hear me?
Hang on, let me adjust my microphone. Tony, can you hear me now?
Yep, loud and clear. Oh, there you are. Hey, glad to see you again on Skype.
Likewise, Tony. Okay, we have to discuss several things this morning, particularly David Beck's visit to Hong Kong, and then on the 16th of October, he's flying to Mumbai, India, to play a game of football with a group of children who were rescued from a child labour camp. Okay, let's start by talking about his visit to Hong Kong. He'll be here to promote our charity and play a game of football with local children at the Hong Kong Stadium. Now, Tony, I've put this down in my calendar for the 15th of October. It's on Saturday.
Okay, the Hong Kong Stadium, Saturday, October. Did you say the 15th?
Yes, that's right, the 15th of October.
Make sure you put that in the itinerary.
Of course.
Good. Now, Natasha, it's really important for David to meet the press before the football game. So make sure that you tell David in the itinerary that he needs to attend a press conference. Let's see. The football game starts at 2 p.m. So David has to meet the press in the morning from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Will the press conference be held at the stadium?
No, not at the stadium, but at the City Garden Hotel, where David is going to stay.
OK, I will let David know about the press conference at 9:30 a.m. at the City Garden Hotel.
And please tell David what he is expected to say at the press conference. After all, he's here to help promote your charity to potential donors. He should tell the press how he feels about the issue of child labour and describe the work he's been doing for the charity.
Just let me make a note of that. Tell the press how he feels about the issue of child labour and describe the work he's been doing for our charity. Okay, I'll note that down in the itinerary. Right, Tony, let's go back to the football game with the local children. What's your thought?
What I plan to do is to arrange a group of local children from disadvantaged families in Hong Kong to play a game of football with David. This group of children doesn't get out and about much, and it will mean a lot to them to meet their football hero.
Good idea, Tony. So what else will David have to do, apart from playing a game of football with them?
He can teach them some football skills. Actually, David's visit to Hong Kong is being filmed as part of a documentary film about his unique journey to play 8 games of football, each with a group of disadvantaged children from a different country or city in Asia.
That's really wonderful. Now, what about his trip to India? Have you got that planned yet?
Yep. David is going to Mumbai to play a game of football with a group of children who were rescued from a child labour camp.
And where will he meet the children in Mumbai?
Well, hopefully at the Mumbai Football Club, as it's one of the most famous sports stadiums in Mumbai. I'm still working on the venue, though.
What about security in Mumbai? It might be an idea to get him some bodyguards, as he has many football fans there.
Don't worry, I've got that arranged. David will have 4 bodyguards to protect him from his crazy football fans in Mumbai.
Good, as I don't want to hear complaints from his manager.
Now, Natasha, before I forget, I heard from Ernest Abbey that Hong Kong Cable TV would like to conduct an interview with David Bex. And David has already agreed to do the interview. We need to be careful that the publicity is good for your charity as well as for David. So you need to tell the TV crew or anyone else who wants an interview that you have certain rules that they must abide by.
You mean no questions about his wife, Pamela?
Yes. She has a drug problem. David is very upset about that. So definitely no questions about his wife. Also, the interview must take place in the afternoon, as he is fully occupied in the morning.
Why don't you send me an email listing all the rules, so that I can write a reply to the TV station.
OK, I'll do that.
Oh, just one more thing, Tony. I want to ask you about the gifts and souvenirs for local children. Normally, David brings gifts and souvenirs for the children he meets.
Oh, yes. Give me some time to work on that, and I'll send you an email this afternoon with the details of the gifts and souvenirs.
That's fine, but make sure that whatever gifts or souvenirs we order, we'll need at least 300 of each item, and they must be ready by early October, say the 5th of October.
That shouldn't be a problem.
We're receiving feedback from David's website and his social media sites. It seems that children love to have David's autographs and T-shirts.
Actually, we can provide a range of items like DVDs, hats and coffee mugs.
No, just keep it simple and go for the T-shirts. It's everyone's favourite.
So, any T-shirts will do?
No. It has to be T-shirts with a picture of David Becks.
OK, T-shirts with a picture of David Becks.
I guess that's everything for now. I'll be back to Hong Kong this weekend and we can meet up next week to discuss further details about David's visit.
OK, Natasha. See you then.
Bye, Tony. That is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the written tasks in either Part B1 or Part B2. An announcement will be made when time is up.